Today we are looking at Moorfields Eye Hospitals. It's probably one of the most famous in the world for research, sight loss, medical practices and so on, but the organisation is looking to move premises and there is a public consultation underway which you can take part in. So we thought we'd learn a little bit more about Moorfields and about the move itself and how you can take part. Now with us today we have Dr. Deepak Hora and we have Joe Moss. Joe, come to yourself first of all. Perhaps for the listeners, you could give us some background then to Moorfields.
Sure. So Moorfields Eye Hospital was founded back in 1804, and that was following an epidemic that was affecting soldiers who'd come back from the Napoleonic Wars in Egypt. And since that time, we've continued to grow as an organisation, seeing more and more patients. We've had to already move the hospital a couple of times to accommodate the growing demand of patients that we're seeing. And the current hospital that we have on City Road was opened over 120 years ago.
Okay, so in terms of the hospital's work then, is the majority of that treating patients or is there a big or a growing emphasis now on research?
So we see ourselves as doing three core things. So one of those is obviously providing direct care to patients, both from an outpatient sort of clinic appointment setting, but also from providing surgical treatments. But the other two things that we do as part of our vision is to provide research with our partner, the UCL Institute of Ophthalmology, and also to provide education and training to healthcare professionals across the UK.
We're discussing today the consultation which is taking place. You're looking to make that move. What's the reason behind that?
Moorfields has been on its current site, as Joe has said, since around 1890. And during that time, the way in which we deliver medical care has changed quite significantly, but Moorfields has remained on the same premises. Joe mentioned a little bit before about how eye conditions were previously managed, and you may have, when you've had surgery before, you may have had to come into the hospital and stay quite a number of weeks before you went home after, for example, a cataract operation. Whereas now the majority of patients come into the hospital, have their treatment done and often leave on the very same day. So although the way in which we treat medical conditions has been modernised and changed, and Moorfields has led the way in keeping all those treatments up to date, one of the commonest things that I hear back is about the amount of time that it takes to have an appointment. So often they'll come in for their appointment and they may be here for the best part of a day as they're having various scans and or treatments in different parts of the building. That may involve going to different floors of the building. It may also involve navigating through narrow corridors. So they find that quite a challenge, and they've always felt that they're getting excellent care in spite of the challenges of the current premises rather than because the facilities provide a way in which they can get good care. So there's a real opportunity, and we're really excited that having a new building might mean that we can build a facility that's modern, that's purpose-built to meet the needs of our patients, particularly if you have some kind of disability, that you can find everything that you need to quite easily and that you can move through this building a lot more efficiently and get the care and the treatment that you need.
Would you say there's a bigger demand then for research at Moorfields, or is the clinical side growing, or is it a bit of both that's also the reason behind this?
I think it's definitely both. So we know that on the whole, our population is staying healthy and getting a lot older. And with age, there's a number of conditions that develop, and in particular, eye conditions can develop. So we know that we're seeing a lot more patients with eye conditions. And at the same time, Moorfields has been leading the way in a number of different treatment modalities and options. So the way in which we're treating a lot of eye conditions has changed. So there's more injections that now occur. There's more surgical options that can now be offered for different treatments. So there's definitely a two-pronged element to it. And I think to accommodate that and to make sure that Moorfields remains a world leader in delivering treatment, but also being on the cutting edge of research, combining the two elements within one purpose-built facility would really be the best thing.
Is that a real plus point, that the research and the clinical side all being together? Does that improve kind of research outcomes if you have the clinician side there as well?
Absolutely. So there's quite a lot of talk recently about how we get bench to bedside better across the NHS. So how do we make sure that in the collaborations we have with academic partners and research partners, we're enabling new treatments and diagnoses or ways of diagnosing disease to be introduced more quickly into the NHS. Just to give an example, at the moment, we work from the same physical site as our university partners, but there's no connectivity between the two buildings in which we sit. So if the clinicians and scientists are going to talk together to come up with ideas, to think about how the science can inform new treatments, they have to deliberately create time to have those conversations. Whereas by moving to a new facility that's purpose-built, what we're hoping to do is achieve much more integration between the clinicians providing care on a day-to-day basis and the scientists who are working in the laboratories doing that discovery of basic science. And we really hope that having that integration and creating a place where they can come together deliberately but accidentally as well on a day-to-day basis will help us translate those scientific ideas and discoveries into new treatments much more rapidly than we're able to do at the moment.
Again, we mentioned at the beginning what a fantastic institute Moorfields is for teaching and training, not only healthcare professionals and doctors that are going to work in eye care in the future, but also GPs like myself and community opticians and optometrists. So it provides a real hub of activity for training of people involved in patients' health and eye care. And at the moment, the facility is hindered a little bit by the physical space that we have to bring all those professionals together to be trained together and or learn about the newer research and or treatment options that are available.
Do you have an idea of what this will look like or the location for the new campus?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've gone through a process of working with patients, members of the public and staff to start to think about what would a new centre look like. So we've gone through a process of trying to identify different potential sites for the new centre. And at the moment, we've identified St Pancras Hospital site as our preferred option going forward. So St Pancras Hospital site is located just north of King's Cross St Pancras Station. And what we're doing through this consultation is wanting to hear from patients, members of the public and also our staff, whether or not they agree that our preferred site is the best place for us to move to. And we think one of the benefits of us moving to a completely new location is that rather than having to adapt the current buildings that we have, we're able to really start from scratch to build something that really is truly integrated, is modern and is built to be flexible. So as Dee said, as research and medicine changes and we introduce new technology, we're able to adapt that facility in the future to meet the changing needs of our patients and our staff.
It's very handily located, very close to other organisations that we think are just as important in the care of many of our patients, like the Royal National Institute for the Blind, being very closely located in King's Cross, and the Guide Dogs organisation as well.
So the consultation, how will that work? Will it be focus groups or questionnaires? How do people participate?
So at the moment, we're running a series of both. So there's been quite a lot of focus groups that have been set up. And if you go onto the Project Oriel website, you'll be able to see a list of dates and venues of where those drop-in sessions are. You can register for them. You can also have a look on the Facebook page and register through there. And then we've also gone to specific groups that we know will be affected by the move that often do come and use the facilities at Moorfields. And we've gone into their sessions and spoken to people there as well.
Is there a deadline for taking part, and how do people register that interest?
So the consultation is open and been running since the 24th of May, and it will close on the 16th of September. There's a number of different ways you can get involved. So you can email moorfields.oriel@nhs.net. There's a telephone number, 0207 521 4684, and you can also write in by post using the term Free Post Oriel, and you don't need to attach any stamp. There's lots of social media ways of getting involved, so you can get involved through Twitter and Facebook, and all of those are listed on our website, www.oriel-london.org.uk.
We're really keen to hear from people, and we are really excited by the proposals that we have. But we know that the way that we're going to make this really special and really patient-centred is to hear from patients and to listen to their views on what they think we need to be delivering in the future. So we just invite anyone and everyone to get involved in the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Please do come and get involved.
And let's hope they do. Follow then to Joe Moss and to Dr. Deepak Kaur. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.